Bigs, big pharma economic interests driving vaccine or else policy. Other therapeutics aren't really going to make them a lot of money. By Jeff Poor on December 31, 2021. Thursday on FNC's The Ingram Angle, Representative Andy Biggs. Oz speculated there was a financial incentive driving the vaccine-centric response from public health officials and big pharma. According to the Arizona Republican lawmaker, there was not a lot of money to be made considering other therapeutics. Partial transcript as follows. Lisa Booth, Fox News host, so, we're going to try again with Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs. Congressman, you just heard what Dr. Makary said about why we're not pushing these treatments. It's this vaccine or else policy. What do you think is behind that, Congressman? Rep. Andy Biggs, R. Oz, well, thanks, Lisa. Good to be with you. I think he is right in two reasons. Number one, when he talks about big pharma having other economic interests, they got on a path and they want to keep this path there. And, these other therapeutics aren't really going to make them a lot of money. So, you got to look at the money angle for sure. But then, you also have to look at the efficacy of big government married to big pharma here and what you see is kind of this power, this control, this move for that. That's also what's going on, in my opinion. Booth, what kind of control does big pharma have over Congress, do you think? How much control? Biggs, well, Lisa, if you'd look at the Federal Elections Commission reports, you're going to see that pharma contribute to a lot of members of Congress and they contribute a lot of money. They may be the biggest lobbyist organization there. And so, they do have a lot of swag. And, some of it is necessary, of course, because we need that information in Congress. But, other parts of it make you wonder, and this epidemic of COVID has really called a lot of those relationships into question, and I think they need to be explored a whole lot more. Booth, is that why do you think there is not a lot of talk about natural immunity because there is no natural immunity lobbyists on Capitol Hill? Biggs, yes. That's exactly what it is. I mean, just think about it. So, Donald Trump poisoned the well by simply saying he thought hydroxychloroquine might work. Well, okay. So, nobody is going to go there and pharma are not going to go there because it costs 5 cents a pill. Then, you get ivermectin, oh, no, that, there may be a Nobel Prize that came with that one. But, you know what, that's horse, dewormer. All of that stuff indicates to me that there was a focus on a new product, new sources of revenue. And then, you marry that up with government and then you get folks like Fauci, I mean, who is all over the ballpark. Let's not kid ourselves. Dr. Fauci has been all over the place, everything from you should never wear a mask to double mask, maybe 5 masks, whatever it was. You marry those together and you're going to get the kind of confused messaging that we've seen out there over COVID. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.